We are on the record for some
after talk.
After talk.
After talk, 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 talk.
After talk.
Talk, 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 talk.
After the talking is done, the talking after begins.
Talky, talk, talk.
After the talk, the action comes, and then there's more talk. Mm. But that talk
more
ends.
More talk, more action.
Yeah.
More slogans.
After this, hello, do you suffer from a deficit of talk? Here I am. I'm Brian.
Are you voco deficient?
Are you vocoder deficient? We got robot sounds.
Would you like a vocoder?
Hey,
I've got one.
I've got one.
What time of the day you wake up, Tom?
Oh, usually around 6-ish.
Yeah, that's
6-ish
that's
in the a.m.
Very early to me, and I got my day started around that a little bit before then today. And
that's early.
Yes, for these old magician bones, it's ooh, very early to get up and get going before six.
My Bobby Bones. What they call it.
What got you up so early? Like something specific, or just
turns out going to bed early causes you to also get up early,
sleep
and then
more,
you could either. Pretend like you're going to fall asleep or just get up and get started. But heaven help me, I think I might be becoming a morning person. Like, I did that thing where it's
happens.
Like I just got up and started getting straight to work. It was great.
As I have gotten older, Brian, I have found myself going to bed earlier every night and getting up earlier every morning.
Yeah. this week,
also, I still maintain, Eileen doesn't believe me, I still maintain that my body stayed on Central Time. When I moved to California.
I actually do think there's something to that. There's never been a time that I've been more consistently a morning person than when I'm on the West Coast. Something about the fact that the rest of the United States is up to 3 hours ahead of you. It's 9:30 p.m. seems very late.
When I lived in Austin, I rarely went to bed before 2 a.m. I generally, because in those days, and I imagine it's still true, bands would go on at 10 p.m. and the headliner would probably go on at midnight.
Yep.
And then the bar closed at 2. So you'd stay until the bar closed and then you might go home or you might stay out. And the earliest I ever had to go to work was 10 a.m. A lot of times I had a 2 p.m. shift. So I was always on that schedule. Until I moved to California and had a job that I had to show up at 9 a.m. It was fuzzy. It wasn't like you had to punch a clock, but you know, the expectation was you get in the morning around 9 a.m. And I didn't have a problem doing that. And I always felt like, oh, it's because I was used to having to be in at 10 a.m. Central Time, which is 8 a.m. Pacific Time.
Yeah. Same here, but now getting up earlier. Hey, Tom, remember we had one story that was about Disney sort of scooping up all their numbers and putting them in one bucket and saying...
Oh, right, yeah. Whether you count them as, you know... I mean, Disney just reported the numbers. It was all the press, like, this puts them in front of Netflix, or does it? Yeah.
Right, but they were counting, you know, like anybody who's seen a Disney logo.
If you count
that kind
Disney
of thing.
Plus, ESPN Plus, and Hulu, right. Then they have more subscribers than Netflix. Netflix only has the one product worldwide, so arguably, you know.
Traditionally, I may have been the kind of person to sort of roll my eyes and say, "Well, it seems like you're fudging the numbers." But
back
this,
before you were a morning person.
Definitely back before YouTube Shorts has skyrocketed the Modern Rogue Channel.
I saw that hockey stick you posted. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a straight up right angle. It's incredible. We went from like on a regular release schedule, 75,000 every 48 hours was pretty good. That gets us to the medium millions over a month. 2 million, over a million a day for like 3 days running now. And I know,
but those aren't equivalent necessarily, right? Because
their track and eyeballs are monetized the same.
Differently.
Well, they're not monetized yet. They will be monetized.
So one is not at all, the other is.
Correct. But both of them will be monetized roughly equivalently, only with the split being a little bit reduced come February. They're getting ready to that's the rumor.
Google takes 55% on long form?
No. They take
they're taking 55% on short form.
Correct. Yes. The short form will be less money for the creators, but it'll be much, much more than TikTok has done to date. They got a new program. We were told we're in it. Mm-hmm. We're not there yet. They haven't activated the new program.
Yeah. Yes.
But anyway, all of which is to say, I do recognize kind of a land rush when I see one. And so I'm really glad that shouts out. And all props go to Bryce, the short form whisperer, who speaks that language incredibly well. Turns out that showing up every day finally yielded a robot middle management upgrade that kicked us into high gear.
It's a great brag. I don't know if we're bragging or for self-depreciating at the moment.
Oh, no. I mean, that's just what working in the Best Buy that is. Too many metaphors. I can't. Did I mention I got up very early?
And you're making it sound beautiful.
It's very, very exciting. You could tell some people encountering the content are brand new to everything. Some people remember the old scam school days. Some people are diving into the back catalog and coming home again. I don't know. It's really neat.
Yeah. I would feel like that is one of the bigger advantages of that is exposure, right? Because an individual view that's 60 seconds, you know, even at 55%, even if it was more or whatever, isn't going to accumulate into as much as longer form video as fast. Sounds like it won't be nothing, that it'll be significant. But then there's also the ability to grab people and put yourself in front of people who then go and find the long form, and then you're winning on both ends, which is great.
Right. And basically, I mean, the math kind of works itself. It's like if a standard long form video is roughly 10 minutes on YouTube, and you're able to get a couple of AdSense ads in there, then, you know, 10 of those shorts roughly equals the same amount of watch time that I assume once they start paying out stuff, you'll just get a reduced rate. But also it's a heck of a lot faster and easier to produce content 1 minute at a time than
that's what Lamar found.
20
Lamar
minutes at a time.
A huge, huge proponent of TikTok. And the reason was because when he made the move, YouTube Shorts was pretty primitive and wasn't doing a lot of the things that it was doing now, including monetization. So TikTok was the only game in town that had any presence. But Lamar was like, it's so much better to make an unboxing in 60 seconds. He's like, it's still a lot of work, but it just plays better and you get more people willing to watch it because it's only 60 seconds and it's got just as much value to it. And so the way his monetization works is it's not relying on the eyeballs so much as the deals, right? He makes deals with people that pay him for sponsorship. So he's like, I don't need TikTok to have a monetization program to make money on TikTok the way I work. And he's like, I'll never go back to long form. You know, he's like, why would I? He's doing reels and shorts and all of that, but he's fully moved into the short form world altogether.
That's crazy. It feels like what YouTube would like to see is some kind of hybridization. And it's especially weird because TikTok's in the middle of undercutting their own value structure because they're becoming longer form where, depending on your partner status, you can go for quite a while.
And they have live streams and all that. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. You seen these sleeping live streams, Tom?
Yeah, I've heard about them. I haven't watched any of them myself, but I always get shown a guy making an egg. That's what TikTok seems to think I will watch live, and I never do. It keeps showing them to me. I don't know why.
I read a Wall Street Journal article about them sleeping TikTokers, and it made a little bit more sense when I understood that there's a whole bunch of throw money to try to wake the person up. So not only are they sleeping, they're getting bad sleep and having people annoy them. Although I don't know, at some number of $100,000 a year, I think a lot of us would sign up for that.
Well, and maybe I don't understand it fully, but it's not a 24/7 stream, is it?
It's all night long.
They just go live when they go to sleep.
Right.
And they sleep for 8 hours, but you could do that. And then once the live stream ends, go actually sleep.
Well, and because I don't think any of them are actually sleeping.
Oh, really?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. That was not conveyed in this Puff Piece article that maybe they're all faking.
Sounds like a Puff Piece.
That's interesting. And now I want to watch one to see whether or not Brian is
that's
fooled.
That's how they get you. And oh, I got to send him a rose. I got to send him a taco salad.
They might be napping. They ain't sleeping.
Well, they're not sleeping.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been.
No, it's interesting to watch what the K-pop folks are doing with the TikTok and shorts as well, where they are not replicating. You'd think they'd just be like excerpting or stuff, but they're doing things that are complementary to their longer videos.
Yeah.
Like just constantly talking about how great their videos are.
Well, no. So they'll be like, an example would be there's a choreography video, right? And so you're like, oh, I want to see them practicing their choreography. That's a 5-minute video, right? That's just a normal YouTube video. The short will be two of them practicing together, or more frequently, one of them doing the choreography with someone from another group who you're like, oh, that's exciting. So and so from Twice is doing the choreography with so and so from Enhyphen. You know, that's fun to see because you would normally not see that.
Yeah. It's, there's a group I like called Perfume, and they do music, but they do a lot of dancing. And it's interesting seeing them on TikTok because that's what TikTok started off as doing is dancing. And so it's just the three of them, and then they all fit in the frame. But you tell that they like put a little bit of time to like make sure their blocking's right. And they've been doing, you know, music and dancing for like 15 years now. So they're experts at it. And you could just tell even on the cell phone footage, but it's interesting that like dance is alive. This is how dance is alive to, you know, to the layperson.
Yeah. And I suppose applause is just, you know, a lot of reaction gifts or whatever, which is so tough because like, biologically being, I don't know, more extroverted, one sounds like complimentary emails are always great to receive. They all individually take time to respond to, and I don't want to just do a thanks, you know, to somebody who pours their heart out for a two-page letter or what have you.
Yeah.
Whereas you're clapping, you can hear a whole bunch of people clap at once and be all like, oh, I did a trick and it was good.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's an instant massive feedback, very efficient.
Kind of like the idea of broadcasting a live event over analog.
So if we use the satellites to do that thing you were talking about, where you bounce the signal across the world, then what you're saying is the applause will come back?
Oh, I'm just saying that things used to be different, and now they're different. Or they
gosh. Used to be ain't that the truth? Preach it.
Boy, we are running out of steam. I think the whistle. I just heard the whistle.
Sorry,
blow.
I've been writing an email this whole time, and it's got me a little distracted.
Bryce is over there taking notes on something else.
I've got to do business.
Okay, all right. Well, here we'll wrap this up. Thank you very much, bosses.
Thank you, reporters.
You know what? Send us after talk questions, and that'll make this part.
Yeah,
easier.
Tell us how you're thinking of @gmail.com.
Of 2521. We're doing that on Spoiler in Time. In lieu of Miami Vice, I'd love to know what people who are listening think about 2521. Post it on Patreon. Thank you. Bye.
@gmail.com. Bye.
Love you.